try to imagine what it must have been like when the guns fell silent at the end of World War II. 72 million dead. And then all of a sudden, peace. It must have been surreal. It must have taken some coming to grips with. Peace always does. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at peace. Peace in your life from a different perspective. World War II was the deadliest war in all of history. The estimates are that some 72 million people were killed. Just stop and take that in. 72 million people. Now, it's interesting to know that the Axis forces, that's Germany, Italy and Japan, lost 11 million. But the Allies, they lost 61 million. It's such a great irony that the cost of defending freedom was, well, 5.5 times greater than the cost of trying to destroy it. My parents lived through World War II in Europe. My father was in the wrong place at the wrong time. He was drafted into the Wehrmacht and fought on the Russian front. They've never spoken too much about it, but just piecing bits and pieces together, the war footage I've seen on TV and the snippets from my family, the cold, hard statistics, I just can't imagine. It must have been horrific. It must have been unbelievable. The destruction, the fear. Can you imagine? These people had lived all their lives in their homes, assuming that World War I was the war to end all wars, and then 72 million died in World War II. But the thing that I most try to imagine, and I just can't imagine it, is what it must have been like the day the guns fell silent. Not the celebrations in the streets that followed, but in that instant, in that moment when the clock ticked over in May 1945 and the killing stopped. Peace. Victory. What did it feel like? I gain a unique perspective from a Jewish woman, now well in her 80s, who was there. She, her mother and her sister had been shipped off to Auschwitz. When they arrived, she was separated into a different queue from her family and she never saw them again. She was young and strong and she ended up working as a seamstress in Germany, making uniforms for the German soldiers. In the weeks leading up to the end of the war, she told us that there were rumours the young women would whisper secretly about what was going on, but no one really knew until one day the Allied forces marched into the city where she'd been imprisoned and set her free. I'll never forget the look in her eyes when she shared that moment with me. Victory! Finally, after all this, victory. How sweet must the taste have been? How sweet when the guns fell silent, when VE Day was declared on May the 8th, 1945. Victory, peace, it's over. Can you imagine? Earlier this week on the program, we were talking about the fact that God's heart is for us to have victory in life, for us to have peace in life, for us to be more than conquerors, as the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it's written, for your sake, we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Doesn't matter what we're fighting against, struggling against, God wants us to have peace. But here's the problem. Amongst the ranks of those who bear the name of Christ, the armies of Christian soldiers, amongst those ranks, in many units, in many places, all they know of is rumours of peace. They've heard that peace is coming, but don't know that it's actually here. It's arrived. Peace has broken out. The guns have fallen silent. Hostilities have ceased. The one who has placed his or her faith in Jesus Christ, his Saviour, has peace, can live in peace. This one has victory, can live in victory. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to the grace in which we now stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing in the glory of God. That's the Apostle Paul, Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. When we put our faith in this Jesus, we are made right with God. We are justified. And so we have peace through Jesus with God. This is the grace in which we now stand. That peace, that victory over death, is something that each believer possesses here and now. And what's more, we're meant to live in it. We're meant to experience the sweet, sweet taste of victory here and now. You know what I find really scary? Worldwide, there are billions of people who, one way or another, believe in Jesus. Billions. But so many in the midst of God's kingdom haven't woken up to the fact that victory is ours. The guns have fallen silent. Peace has broken out. It's time to taste the sweet, sweet taste of victory. And you might say to me, Bernie, how can you say that? Look at what's going on in my life. Look at the battles I'm fighting on so many fronts. How can you say that peace has broken out? How can you say to me, taste the sweet taste of victory, when I don't even know how I'm going to make it through to tomorrow? And my answer to you is this: by faith. 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. Whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world: our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? You go back to listen to Apostle Paul's words on being more than a conqueror. And what you realize is that he wasn't talking necessarily about victory over his circumstances. He was talking about victory in his circumstances. The victory that Jesus bought for you and me on the cross is a victory that is meant to make us strong in the middle of all we're going through. My friend, we can have peace. In fact, we're meant to have peace right now, here, today. Look around. The moment we believe in Jesus and what he did for us, in that very moment, the clock ticks over, the guns cease to fire, and there is peace, blessed peace between God and us. And his victory, the victory over death that Jesus purchased on that cross when he paid for my sin and yours, the victory of a new life that's there to be lived. You know what I ache for? You know how I share that look in the eye of the elderly Jewish woman as she told me about the day she was set free? I ache to see that look in the eyes of every man and woman and child who believes in Jesus. I ache to see that freedom, that peace, that victory become the dominant reality in the life of each one of us who puts their faith in Jesus. Why? Because when we live our lives in that truth, in that reality, we become more than conquerors. The things that once shot fear through into our hearts no longer have an impact. The trials encountered in the wilderness that we walk through become opportunities to discover a mysterious God instead of ordeals of dread. My friend, Jesus came to set us free. He came to give us victory, and he came to make us more than conquerors. After all the destruction and the mayhem and the mess in our lives, why wouldn't we want to live out that freedom, conquer the enemy, and taste the sweet, sweet taste of victory? I tell you, that's how I've decided to live my life. I have decided to take Jesus at his word and simply believe that he means for me not to be some angry, stunted, bitter little person, but instead to taste that sweet taste of victory. Before we go, let me ask you this. Would you like to draw closer to God, into a rich, intimate, dynamic relationship with Jesus? Do you want to live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you? Well, that's what our free daily e-devotional, Fresh, is all about. Words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. A short daily devotional to take you closer to God by getting you deeper in his word. God's word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, christianityworks.com, and you'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is christianityworks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.